Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, for first-time listeners, raising your vibration, what does that mean? Simply, it means thinking happier thoughts, being a kinder, more compassionate person, a more aware person, someone that's in touch with their feelings, is capable of shifting their thoughts, right? When you operate on a high vibration consciousness, this is an example of being happy, controlling your thoughts, learning how to say no when you know something's not right for you, learning how to say yes and receive and accept when something is right for you. So that's what we like to talk about here on the Vibration Station. We've actually dedicated our lives to the purpose of assisting any and everyone out there that is a vibrational equivalent that is looking and seeking for information regarding how to live a more aligned lifestyle, how to live a happier, healthier, wealthier, and wiser life. Right here on the Vibration Station, we find that the best use of our energy and the best use of our time is to ponder concepts, speak about concepts, ideas, strategies even, to life, to this human experience. How do we stay happy? How do we make money for our families? How do we provide and still do the things that we love? Or how do we make money doing the things that we love? How do we stay in a constant state of compassion? Even when things get rough, how do we still keep our hopes up, right? So these are really profound concepts that every single person in the world struggles with. Right? Whether your struggle is a lack of water or food somewhere else in the world, or whether your struggle is, you know, a lack of money for paying your rent or your mortgage, or if it's just trying to find that balance of everything, right? That's really what the essence of this human experience is finding that balance, right? Learning how to channel that higher, more compassionate, more understanding, more aware version of yourself to allow for those greater thoughts, those happier, wealthier, wiser thoughts to be dominant within your consciousness as opposed to being ruled by fear. Now, when I say being ruled by fear, I mean living in a constant state of fear, living in a constant state of lack or not enough or wanting more, or even you're content and you're happy where you are, but there's always a next step, right? How do you get there? How do you manifest that next layer, that next realm of joy and prosperity and freedom, really, is what it comes down to, right? So on today's show, we're going to be talking about financial independence. What a topic. Now, when I say financial independence, I refer to the idea behind, obviously, hence the topic being financially independent. But what we mean is doing something on a day-to-day basis that brings you joy, that brings you purpose, that brings you contentment, while simultaneously paying your bills, right? Now, we've talked a lot here on the Vibration Station about different methods of, you know, where the world's monetary system is going, how the financial constructs of our global monetary system operate and work, and the intentions behind, you know, global monetary system and inflation and the Federal Reserve, all that stuff. We talk about cryptocurrencies and, you know, Bitcoin and Ethereum, Litecoin. We've talked about all of these shifts, these fundamental shifts in the way that our society uses currency, uses money, and actually allows themselves the blessing of financial independence. So on today's show, we will be talking about how to exercise financial independence for the purpose of living a happier, healthier, wealthier, and of course, wiser lifestyle. I'm going to start off with an idea, with a concept, right? When you wake up in the morning, are you excited, right? And obviously, if you want to email me, if you want to reach out, you can always do so. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. You can always get me there. I can read your emails live on the show, and we can respond to you. Or if you also want to call in on the show, we can open the phone lines during a specific point in the show. The number here would be 323-203-0815. If you guys want to call in and chat about your experiences with financial independence, if you want to email me, of course, to a lot of people, a lot of listeners, that is easier. Not everyone likes to speak live on the radio, but if you feel that desire, fantastic. So this is a concept. First of all, another thing I wanted to let you guys know is we do have a guest that's going to be joining us today, and I just want to see if he's on the line. Colin, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Doing great. Awesome. Colin, I'm so happy that you're with us. So listeners, knowing that he is on the line, I'd like to introduce one of my co-hosts here on the Vibration Station. He's been with me since the start, back in the day before the Vibration Station was the Vibration Station, when it was called Teen Trends with Dave and Friends years and years ago. I'd like to introduce the one and only and the best co-host in the world, Colin. Brother Colin, how you doing, my man?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. Doing great. And something that you actually inspired me to was today's topic. Now, something that you and I always talk about is financial independence, right? We're always coming up with different ways to, you know, provide for our loved ones while simultaneously being happy and not having to have the burden of, you know, necessarily working at a fixed place for a fixed amount of time on a fixed amount of income. Because that concept, if you think about it, is becoming outdated. Not to say that, you know, obviously, someone showing up to work and really putting in their time and their effort to do something isn't amazing, isn't an honorable trait. But I guess what I'm saying is with the advancements in technology, with the velocity of money that is flowing through not only the United States, but the entire planet, it's increasing like crazy, right? The Federal Reserve is printing more money. The velocity of money is increasing. Therefore, there's more opportunities. New opportunities that 5-10 years ago, people wouldn't have even dreamt of, right? And they're now here and they're now available. So opportunities, you know, that's...
Well, there's another side to that in the sense let's just say the 60s, 70s, people used to stay with a company and be reliable and show up for work every day and put in 30 years and know that they will get a pension and know that they will be taken care of and they will not be fired. And nowadays, right, it's not the same. You stay with a company for 30 years, they will not bat an eyelash by firing you. Oh, you've been working here 30 years, we need younger guys. So nowadays, sure, it's like there is no reason for a company to keep people all the way through until they retire, you know?
So true.
And so we need to find our financial independence because we don't have that anymore. We to get a pension, you need to work a federal or a state job and stay there for 35 years. And it's kind of like we need that financial independence. Otherwise, we're going to end up working somewhere 25 years, and our boss is going to go, sorry, Frank, you're too old. Like, can't do the same thing you did 20 years ago, so we've got to let you go.
It's so true. And what's so fascinating about that concept as well, Colin, and thank you, first of all, for bringing that up, because that is really one of the core values which underlie the idea of our generation and then our children's generation becoming financially independent. As technology increases, as the velocity of money increases, as new opportunities arise to make money versus are what our parents taught us, right? And what the older paradigm is kind of fixated on is, you know, making sure that we get a solid education, which I am a huge advocate of educating yourself and getting information and becoming a knowledgeable individual about not just street smarts, but book smarts as well, but things that will actually benefit you. Not just what's given in a textbook, which is actually written by people that are controlled by much higher forces in government. I mean, dark government, whatever. We can get into all that crazy stuff. But the point is, the information that you find in a textbook, you know, you pay $50,000 a year or more to get a bachelor's degree right out of high school. Right. And whether you're a student that got a student loan and you're paying that off on your own, or you were lucky enough to have parents that, you know, purchased that for you one way or another, there are, and Colin, I know you know people in the same situation. We have some of the same friends that have been through this. I know more people and I have more connections with people that have degrees that end up working in a field that has nothing to do with their degree than I do friends or know people that actually got a degree in something and ended up following through and getting a job in that, you know, industry and then sticking with it. Or what happens is they get the degree, they get out of college, they get a job in that industry. And once they actually get in the industry, they find out that they're extremely unhappy. And they're like, you know what? I can't do this for the next 25, 30, 35 years. And what you just said, I can't rely on this. Because the next generation, you know, is going to come in, I'm going to get kicked out, and I am going to be, you know, shit out of luck. And essentially looking back on my life and saying, wow, I literally spent the last, you know, 30, 25, 30, 35, 40 years doing the same thing every single day just to provide for my family, just to find out that I'm replaceable. It's like, it's completely screwed up. So, like, Colin, I have a question for you. So being a knowledgeable individual about financial independence, you are, and I will say, you have found and you are in the process of mastering, you're already a master, of course, Master Colin, but we're all still mastering, you know, our experience and our flows of income and stuff. You know, you've learned to invest your time and energy into certain things which you know for a fact will yield you a certain result, right? And of course, you take chances and it doesn't always work out in the way, you know, that you intend. I mean, there's always something that comes up, right? But in the end, usually, you know, you've always found a way to turn it into a positive. You've always found a way to benefit from the situation. So I always looked at that, and I've always looked up to that as a trait in you as being someone that does understand, not only understands, but lives by the ideals of how to become and maintain your financial independence. So one of the first things that I'd like to ask you is, at what point in your life did you realize the importance of having to be able to make money on your own and support yourself in a way that is outside of the traditional paradigm of go to school, get a good job, you know, and I'm not just talking about working for, you know, $16 an hour. I'm talking about learning strategies, investing, you know, finding different little niches on the internet to, you know, make money, just like things like this. At what point in your life did you realize, you know, I am not going to be built for a corporate, you know, 35-year position you know, every single day, 8 hours a day. What were your enlightening moments when you realized I need to take it upon myself to, you know, find out how to become financially independent and keep that stable?
I think it was when I was working on The Office, like the show, and I was being a production assistant, and I was seeing all of these people that were the actors were doing exactly what they wanted to do. They were just having fun and like doing literally anything that they wanted and just joking around with each other. But then they also took things seriously at a time where it's like, okay, we need to get this done. We can make jokes, but we need to get the scene done. So like, it was kind of like, at that point, I was just like, this is what I want. I want to be around people that I love and to be doing something that's interesting, but also that needs to be done, if that makes sense. Like, it needs to, like, we need to take this seriously, but we can also joke. And that's what I want in my life, or that's what I wanted in my life. And now it's kind of like learning how to, I don't know, make your money make money. Basically, like, the only way to financial independence. Is to basically just, I don't know, like, have your money make money for you. That's the only way. If you put in your blood, sweat, and tears, you are just going to put those in and eventually end up, I don't know, in a state that you don't want to be in. But if you invest correctly, that's the way to do it, is have your money shoot off dividends and interest and, I don't know, whatever.
100%. I know. I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more, man. And I couldn't have said it better myself. And I think, you know, one of the aspects in the education that a lot of students receive today, especially in the, I'll just take, for example, the financial industry. Do you know that I was reading a statistical report. This was a couple months ago, and it was like 98, I believe. Yeah, it actually, that was the number. 98% of students that graduate with a degree in the financial industry still think that the dollar is backed by a gold standard. There's like, wow, the information. Yeah, it's ridiculous. The information that's being given to, you know, the schools, given to the, now, once again, I just want to throw a disclaimer out here. We're not putting down in any way, shape, or form going to school, getting a degree. Do that if that's what you're passionate about. If you see that is your goal and you see that you want to do this and you want to get into an industry and you're passionate about the education, go for it 100% and put your heart into it. You will be successful. What we're more talking about is, you know, that idea of feeling forced, like, wow, we don't have any other option. If you didn't go to school, you know, I remember my parents always telling me, if you don't go to school, you're going to wind up working at McDonald's. And you just get this image in your head of like, wow, I'm going to be 30 years old working like at McDonald's, making a fixed amount of income on a fixed amount of hours. And this is going to be terrible. Oh my gosh, I have to go to school. And then like all these thoughts start. But the world has progressed so much, you know, in the last, well, I'd say, really, I mean, it's been progressively, it's been exponentially progressing since the industrial age. But if you look in the last, you know, 40, 30, 20, and then really the last 10 years of just this explosion of information on the internet, explosion of literally, I mean, anything, any type of information regarding any sort of industry is readily available on YouTube or, you know, another website that teaches these things, almost to the point where, you know, you can, to an extent, if you apply yourself, get a better education for no cost by, you know, sitting in front of, you know, YouTube videos that from teachers. You may have to pay a teacher or whatever, but it's a lot cheaper than, you know, getting a college tuition and all this. I guess what I'm saying is you can learn the things that you're passionate about in a different way and still be very successful. the idea that you have to have a degree to be successful is unfortunately fading away a little bit. But at the same time, it is fortunate for those that don't have the means to go to college, don't have the means to go to school. So there's an upside and there's a downside to it.
Well, there's also the careers that are about certifications more so than a degree. For example, IT, if I were to start an IT degree this moment, that would take me around 4 years, right? And in 4 years, the amount of change that would happen is my degree, so I would true. Almost like learn nothing. Like not so that I wouldn't true. Learn nothing, but I would be like behind because in right. 4 years, it'll be completely different. And anything I learned in the 3 years before my last would be like almost null. You know,
exactly.
And so
100%.
In IT, they want like what people are looking for on job boards and stuff is people with certifications, and these certifications, like you get renewed every 2 to 3 years. So like, it's basically keeping your knowledge up to date. It's not right. about, it's not about having like, look, I have a degree. And then like, great. I didn't learn anything other than what was on these, what I did to get this paper. It's more about like you staying up to date, doing everything that you can do. And I think that that is almost better. And there's a lot of careers like that. So I don't know.
There absolutely are. No. And it sounds like you do know. You're super wise. It's very humble. And I love you for that, Colin. But yeah, man, I once again, couldn't have said it better. I think that we are absolutely moving into an age where people have a greater opportunity now more than ever to follow their highest excitement. And I know that it sounds cheesy, it sounds, you know, cliche, do what you love. But at the same time, there's more opportunities today more than ever to actually pursue a career in doing something that you love. There's more small businesses now than ever before. You know, there's more people that are activists on supporting local businesses and supporting local farmers and just that kind of movement of, you know, support your local business. That in and of itself is a fundamental shift from the monopoly corporate lifestyle that, you know, the industrial age kind of brought upon. So it's just, it's interesting to be in this age and, you know, have these opportunities. And no, I think that it is really important too, that kids, they get out of high school and they'll end up paying, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars for an education that, like you said, is null by the time that they get out, because the world is so fast paced. The industry is changing so quickly, right? And everything is happening so fast around the world in every single facet of industry. So it's just, it's absolutely fascinating. And one more thing I want to throw in there and then Colin, back to you, is another problem, you know, and we talked about this, I believe it was a month and a half ago on a show. Another problem that we have with kids going to college and school these days is it's not so much becoming about the education as it is more becoming about making sure that they're getting an A on the test or making sure that they're passing their finals. So what'll end up happening is they take these, you know, artificial mood enhancers or artificial energy enhancers like Adderall or, just caffeine and Adderall. And like you hear these stories, oh, I was up all night studying and I had my Adderall and my coffee and then, you know, and I aced the test. And okay, that's great. You got an A. But if you keep that up, you know, your body is eventually going to respond in a negative way. So there's just a bunch of, as opposed to following your excitement, doing something that you love, not putting so much pressure on yourself, not even having to pass a quiz or take a test to prove that you know the information, being out in the field, testing the field while you're learning it simultaneously, that's just the best way to get your hands on, you know?
So let's delve more into how someone can become financially independent. And the reason, like what I sent David was, for all the listeners that know about the internet, there's a site called Reddit, and the boards that I follow are called Fire. basically like it's financial independence. I don't know what the RE stands for. It's actually it's supposed to be FIER, Financial Independence Education Resources, but then they just made it sound more trendy. Anyways, and then there's financial independence itself, and both of those boards are just full of people like asking each other, so if I have $10,000, what's the best way I can yield, in what is the highest yield that I can put this into for the next 10 years without even touching it? And like blah, blah, blah. And I love that idea of people helping each other become rich beyond like beyond saying, son, get a job, son.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I like that idea so much more. It's like, even if you put in $20 a week, you would still be able to make retirement. Like, it's crazy, but if you do it right, it will happen for you.
So true.
And I love that. It's about being smart and not hard, working hard.
Yes. No, 100%. 100%, brother. I couldn't agree more. It is absolutely about working smart, not hard. And that, I feel like that is almost the motto for what a lot of our generation is dealing with is, you know, how do I learn to work smart? Another thing is we've been taught our whole lives, and our parents have been taught, and their parents have been taught, and their parents have been taught their whole lives, you know, that to become financially independent, there are certain requirements. For example, you know, you have to have a degree, or you have to have a certain amount of education in a certain aspect of the, you know, education in all the facets of education, right? And what I'm saying is that is absolutely necessary to educate yourself, but the means in which you educate yourself are not limited to just spending, you know, 50 to 100,000, if not more, to get a degree and then finding a job. For example, one of the things that I've recently taken up in my life, which I've really enjoyed, is playing with the stock market. Just having fun, looking at different ways to invest. I've dedicated the last few weeks of my life, like literally all day, every day, along with maintaining, you know, the job that I do for my full-time gig. So I do a couple different things which allow me time with my family and balance. And one of the things I've recently gotten into is really understanding what's called the candlestick charts. If you guys aren't familiar with that, it's the green and red lines that you see on a stock chart. So there are specific patterns for specific algorithms and trends that occur. So if you just study, for example, and this is just one of millions of examples of how to educate yourself outside of, you know, having to spend so much money to get a certain degree, you educate yourself in a way that you thrust yourself into the industry, you get hands-on, literally, you get your hands in the dirt. And yeah, if you lose a little, then you lose a little, and that's good. And you take the hit to the gut. But then that only makes you want to work harder for it. And it's
I actually think it's figuratively putting your hands in the dirt.
Absolutely.
You are not literally putting your hands in the dirt. I love totally. It though. Keep going. Sorry.
No, I'm with you. No, you're absolutely right. It is absolutely figurative. And especially the topic that we're talking about, manual labor is one of the most, in my humble opinion, like underrated job professions out there. I mean, think about this, you know, in the medieval times, the blacksmith was like the boss of the community. Like the person they could make a really nice sword and like great chest plates, or, you know, could smith a firearm or something like that. Like that guy was a badass, and he was very wealthy too. Blacksmiths made a lot of money in the medieval times. So, and then you just see how technology has progressed, and obviously, you know, skip forward a few hundred years, and what you'll see is the appreciation for blacksmithing in 2018 versus the appreciation for blacksmithing, you know, call it 100 years ago, even 200 years ago, and so on and so forth, is not even comparable, right? So we see these fundamental shifts in what is the best profession to be in, what is trendy, like what's the trending, the best profession to be in. When the railroad industries started to develop, that was the hot profession. But then when the airline industry was introduced, Pan Am started coming out and really blowing everyone away, the railroad started to, you know, kind of diminish. And then all of a sudden you have Pan America. It's like the biggest, airline corporation ever. And then you have all these other airlines to follow. And now it's like, it's accelerating so quick. And now there's talk about commercial flight into space within our lifetime. And I do believe that's going to happen. You know, the ability to
it's already happened.
It's already happened. It absolutely is. 100%. Yes.
I think seven people have done it already.
That's insane.
Can I read a poem really quick?
I do read it. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty score. For life is just an employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you have set the wages, why you must bear the task. I work for menial hire only to learn dismayed that any wage I ask of life, life would willingly pay.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So it's basically saying, be confident and set your own, don't just I don't know, set for $10 an hour. Be like,
right.
Be like, I'm important to you, or whoever your employer is, I'm saying figuratively.
Of course.
I'm important to you. I deserve to be paid $30 an hour for the tasks that I do of three men, because I have been here for 4 years, blah, 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 whatever. Right. It's basically like saying you can get anything you want as long as you know that you can get it. Like, no, wholeheartedly. It's not second-guessing yourself. It's not anything. It's like, this is what I deserve.
Yes. 100%, man. Once again, couldn't have said it better. Absolutely. And what that has to do with also is self-worth. And so many people struggle with self-worth, which actually, come to think of it, if you get down to the root of it, is a direct connection to how much money a person makes. What you think you are worth is a direct reflection of how much money or prosperity or the relationship that you have with financial independence. And I feel like self-worth is one of the main struggles that so many people have, because self-worth falls under so many different categories. I mean, like living in a state of lack, living in a state of fear, constantly feeling like you're on this treadmill and you just can't get ahead of it. Like, this traps your mind in a neuro net. It literally, you know, when you continue thinking a thought over and over again, and I know that you know this, Colin, and we've talked about this on the show before, but just for the listeners' education, when you continue to think a thought or think a series of thoughts or feel a certain emotion for an extended period of time, it creates neural nets in your brain, which essentially are go-to emotions, right? That's why if you see a newborn child, like I have a 4-month baby girl, the smile on her face is pure ecstasy. Like, the feeling, you can just see what she's feeling when she smiles. It's nothing that an adult, a grown person that works and has, you know, is aware of what war is and understand, like, just, you know, when your innocence is stripped of you and you kind of really understand how grotesque a lot of the aspects of the world is in the sense of trying to control people with a financial system that is completely limitless and just causes inflation and all this stuff, devaluing the purchasing power of the dollar, making people work harder and harder for something that's worth less and less. I mean, it's insane. Versus, so that smile versus when, you know, I get excited or something. Yeah, I'll get excited and I'll get happy and I'll get focused and driven and inspired by something. But my smile, like, it's not that same innocence, that same, like, essence of being unfazed by the world. And I think that is a lot of that has to do, once again, that loops around to, you know, self-worth. Like, are you depressed? Are you, you know, fear-driven? Any of those things are going to affect your self-worth. And if
it's interesting because go on.
No, that's, I'm, please go on, please.
Oh, I know. It's interesting because I got stripped of my innocence recently, and it kind of benefited me a lot last night. So I do Uber in Las Vegas, and I recently discovered that when you bring people to strip clubs, the strip clubs pay you. So last night,
oh my God,
I made $945 in one night. And the way I did this was, so before my cap was around $400, which I thought was awesome. $400 a day, like I could do that and it wouldn't take that much work. I just drive around all day. But last night I made $945 because I took people to strip clubs and I would go up to the strip club and be like, where's my money? Like, give me my money because I brought these people.
Oh, and my goodness.
Right? So it's like, I kind of just upped the bar for myself, like, a lot.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Because you understood, once again, if you would have stayed in the car and not said anything, you obviously wouldn't have, you know, made that extra cash. But the fact that you understood, you know, your self-worth, like the your worth of
the worth
transporting
of the
people safely, exactly, is like exponentially more valuable than what you feel like you're getting paid. So therefore you manifested a way to align financially with how you feel the service you provide is worth. So that's like, dude, that's amazing. And yes, absolutely, the innocence thing falls into that, because if you weren't aware, right, if you were this, you know, still very innocent, you know, man that had no idea what a strip club was, or had no idea of what a, you know, that being a personal driver there could get paid, then you wouldn't have made, obviously, that extra income. So that is really interesting, and that's fascinating. And I guess for any listeners out there that are drivers in Vegas, make sure to keep that in mind.
Hey, there's strip clubs in LA too. So
it's like a thing with strip clubs then, where like they like, it's not just Vegas.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I've never tried in LA, but
that's crazy.
I feel like more people come here for that, so whatever. Anyways,
yeah,
I just wanted to bring up because you were talking about innocence, so.
And that's very relevant, and that is interesting, and I'm actually, that's also a really funny occurrence. It's hysterical that the way that companies like lure people in and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I guess like it doesn't, you know, for a fundamental summary and kind of a bit of an understanding. By the way, excuse the bird. If you guys can hear the bird, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful, beautiful bird. We got the studios over here, so it's another day in paradise. So what I wanted to share was, doesn't matter what you do, be happy, put your energy into something that you know is going to bring you joy. Don't do it just for the money. And I know that that's, once again, another concept that a lot of people talk about. You know, it sounds very cliche. Don't do it just for the money. Do it because you love to do it. But the fact of the matter is, if you really want something, if you really put your mind to something and you decide for yourself that this is for you, the universal wind will flow at your back. It has to. And that's another thing that, you know, talking about the law of attraction and manifestation and everything, you know, everything in regards to us being able to attract things into our lives by focusing our thoughts and focusing our energy in certain ways. You know, that is all in alignment with this topic, and that is all relevant. You know, what we feel about ourselves, our level of happiness, our level of contentment, our level of passion, our level of desire, our level of fulfillment, they're all direct reflections of our financial independence. And one of the greatest facets of the human experience that a lot of people struggle with, at least in, you know, urban society, is money. That core to the very bottom, idea of what stresses people out the most is, how am I gonna, you know, get to where I want to be in my head? How am I going to manifest that life of my dreams? Yeah, I'm where I am now, and things are stable, and I'm content with my life, but I want more, and I feel like more is available. So it's making these steps. It's shifting this image of yourself into something greater, into something better than it previously was, into something more confident, someone more confident than you previously were. And as you day by day rearrange the neural pathways in your brain, and you can do this, you know, Colin, earlier you said let's talk about ways how we can, you know, introduce financial independence. Well, you can start, like Michael Jackson says, I always quote him, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Start with yourself, right? You can do affirmations. And I know it sounds really, really silly looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I am successful. I am worthy. I am prosperous. I deserve everything that I dream of. So on and so forth. It sounds silly, but it actually does work. There are...
Well, no. I think you need to do more than that. You need to,
of course,
look in the mirror and know exactly what you want. Not say, yes, I am worthy of... That is part of it. But say, I am worthy of exactly X, exactly Y, exactly Z, and not, yes, just say, I'm worthy of everything I dream of. Because if you just say, I'm worthy, that's of true, everything I dream of, it'll be kind of like a,
still on a pedestal.
A random mess of, you'll just attract a random mess of things instead, right, of attracting exactly what you want.
So true. That's so true. And that actually reminds me of something that Bruce Lee did, which was really inspiring. So Bruce Lee wrote a letter to himself, which said he is going to be the most famous actor, which incorporates, and obviously I'm paraphrasing, but this is essentially what his letter to himself said. He says, oh, and he said, by the year like 1980 something or 70, I forget the exact year, but by the year 19 some odd, I will be the most famous and well paid. He also mentioned his compensation actor for doing martial arts. And when that year came about, not only did he reach his goal, but he had almost doubled it. Right. And this is, wow, like, this is just the idea of perseverance. This is the, and once again, he's doing what he loves. He defined for himself exactly what you said, Colin. He defined for himself what path he wants to take. It's not just like this nebulous mist, which is like, oh, here's all my dreams and I'm worthy of all of them. And I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to wake up in my beach mansion. Like, it's, you know, like, it's like, no, it's like, yeah, you know, I am worthy of receiving X, Y, and Z. I feel the confidence. I know that I can receive it. I know that if I channel my energy properly and dedicate myself to doing something consistently every day that I enjoy, I know that I'm going to prosper from it. I know I will become financially independent. And more so, I wouldn't say as equal as it is to be financially independent, you need to feel like you have an independent purpose in life. You can be financially independent and still be struggling with what's my purpose. And that's a lot of things that, you know, for example, trust fund babies, there are rich people problems, believe it or not, right? It sounds silly, but there are rich people problems. Well, I have so much money and I don't have any purpose because I don't need to do anything. My life is paid off for. My parents took care of me. I can do whatever I want. But now I struggle with what is it that I want to do, right? So it doesn't only revolve around money. There's this balance. Once again, it all comes back down to balance. There's this balance between exercising financial freedom while also exercising personal development and personal purpose and knowing that you're a part of something bigger.
Before the show ends, I would like to add some steps that I read on financial independence. So So I'm just going to describe John. John has been working at this job for the last 7 years, and he gets like minimal raises, I don't know, let's say 1-2% a year, right? But John knows that his experience is worth more than what his employer is paying. And so what I think John should do, if this describes anyone, is basically look up exactly what your job and experience are worth. Your job is a commodity. So it is literally like it has a value, like X, whatever the value is. And what I think John or whoever is in his situation should do is essentially look for jobs like other companies that will value his money, his time more than his current job. And I'm not saying you could love your job and be totally happy. Look for another job. Get a couple offers in hand. Literally, like, we will pay you this much. It's $20,000 more than your current employer. And then once you have those job offers in hand, go to your current boss. Even if you love him so much, it doesn't matter. Just take those current offers in hand and be like, okay, this is what someone else offered me for this job. I would like to stay with you, but I need to know that I will get this amount of money because this is what I'm worth. And that falls into like your self value. It falls into everything. And chances are, if that employer loves you as much as you love them, then they will pay you. Then they will give you that raise that you've deserved for the last 5 years.
Yes.
And
yeah.
But you should always do it with another offer in hand, where the boss says, no, I can't do it. Like, I can't pay you that much. Then you're just like, okay, bye. Like, I'm ready. And it kind of goes with the fact that, like, nowadays, there is no company loyalty. There is no reason to have company loyalty unless you're working for the federal government. So, like, it's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%. And I was going to say, there's... The only type of company loyalty that's really out there is, you know, when you work with family or when you work with, a self or a family operated, owned and operated business where everyone.
I disagree. Unless it's your family. I disagree.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like, if it's your family, like your family, your owned and operated, like it's like, no, yeah, that's 100%.
Technically, Walmart is a family-owned company. So
yeah, I don't mean like that.
Yeah, I know.
No, but yeah, that is interesting actually to think about. But Colin, this has been a very quick 50 minutes. This is it always goes fast when we chat and when we speak about things that we're passionate about. Was there any last ideas or any last words you wanted to throw in?
No, just imagine exactly what you want, write it down every day, and look in the mirror and say, I deserve this, and this is how I'm going to make it happen.
Beautiful. Beautiful, man. Literally, once again, couldn't have said it better, brother. What you're talking about is the core value, the best and most valuable way to honor yourself, to give yourself what you're worth, to honor your self-worth, and be the best person for yourself, for your family, and for everyone that comes into contact with you that you can possibly be. Colin,
amen.
I love you so much. Amen, brother. Amen. I love you, brother. I love you so much. And it's so great to have you on the show. For for all the listeners out there, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, wealth, health, wisdom, and appreciation from our hearts to yours. Make sure to check us out on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. You want to email me, you can also do so anytime, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much. And once again, know your self-worth, embody your self-worth, and be the best version of yourself. Don't be afraid to go in and ask for what you believe your time is worth. Love you guys so much. Thank you for once again an amazing Sunday, and we will see you next Sunday. Peace!
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.